Hello again there, folks. So I hope everybody's staying safe and enjoying their state allocated hourly walk every day. I thought I would do, somebody suggested that I do a sort of straight explanation of the Motte & Bailey. I thought that was a good idea, and I think I'm going to see my time in quarantine by doing more like basic sort of stripped down videos like this and having a well, and have a bit of a ramble as well. And so the Motte & Bailey is a tool which is used in political discourse and by dissidents and by mainstream people alike. And the first time that I came across it was on a distributist video, and I'd never heard it before then, but I thought it was a really interesting way to understand debates and how people peddle their ideologies. And it's not about getting at any kind of truth. It's all about rhetorical skills. So if we take a look at the Motte here first on the right, you'll see that this is a very heavily fortified position. It's difficult to attack. And then down in the Bailey, it's open, it's exposed, you're very vulnerable. So what does this have to do with political discourse? Well, I'll use the example that the distributist used in his video, just to give him a nod. What he was talking about was a debate that had happened between Sargon of Akkad and a feminist called Christy Winters. Now, the thing is, with so many of the centrist types, they always attack, and we all do this, but we'll attack the more extreme positions of our ideological opponents. And so from the feminist, just in the feminist framing here, down in the Bailey, you would see something like all of these feminists trying to get women in computer games or women superheroes, purging the all the male leads from Hollywoods and having female Hollywood leads and all of the Ghostbusters movie, all of that kind of thing. The feminism in Star Wars. So this is where you can get them because they're quite outlandish positions. Or all female executives on companies or something like that. These are positions which are actually quite easy to attack, and by God, the centrists have been doing it for years. But the problem happens when they disown all of that and they go back to the Motte, and then they can say something like, but do it because the framing of the debate was, it has feminism been good? If this is what the argument is about, is feminism a force for good, for example, then they can go back to the Motte and they can say, well, do you think that women should have the right to vote? And then if you see now the problem that you've got is that if you say yes, then you're admitting that feminism has been a force for good, because they're going to say, well, that was feminism. You are a feminist if you have that position. And so it's a much, much more difficult position to attack, because you can be a super edge lord and say, well, I don't think they should have the right to vote. I think women should be banned from engaging in politics at all. The problem is, to the viewers, to the audience, let's say the normies, then that makes you out to be the extremist, because it's a very difficult position in the current zeitgeist to argue against. And so you'd lose some support there. Whereas what you would then find yourself down in the Bailey, essentially. That would be a position for the Bailey. So what it is a way to hold people to their more radical positions and then expose them as being a bit unhinged and a bit crazy. But then again, you can always go back to the Motte, which and have your more sensible position. Which is why, if you look at dissident right circles, people are a lot of the opinions on the dissident right from the mainstream are down in the Bailey, which is a problem. And so it's fine to whereas demographics and this or that particular population group becoming a minority, that's still an that's if you're against that, then that I would say that would belongs in the Motte, because it seems to be a sensible position to hold. Whereas if you then talk about how you're going to prevent that happening, you go down into the Bailey, because whatever solution you come up with is going to be deemed radical. So this is a bind that the dissident right is in, actually. But you will the concept of the Mott and the Bailey is the sensible, easy positions to hold are in the Mott, and then the more vulnerable, extreme positions are down in the Bailey. We see this again with somebody like Tony Blair was very good at always being perceived as being in the Mott. So he would always give the impression that it's strange because Tony Blair is considered to be this radical lunatic who completely destroyed Britain. Well, the thing about it is that if you listen to his speeches, if you listen to his rhetoric, it actually comes across as quite bland and a bit boring. And even when he was talking about he and so they didn't talk about openly transforming the demographic makeup of Britain to rub the right's nose in it. That was leaked from the inner Labour Party. But what they did do is talk about building a multicultural society or enrichment. And so from the perspective of the time, that was in the Mott. But of course, if they had came straight out and said, we are going to increase the levels of immigration by a factor of 10, and we're doing it to socially engineer the population of the country, and then we're going to use hate speech laws to shut them up as we do it. Well, that is a radical position, and that would belong down in the Bailey, and so they wouldn't be able to defend that. And so again, it's the radical positions which are difficult to defend are down in the Bailey, and then the more easily defend positions to defend belong up in the Mott. So that's me little video on that. I'll catch you later, folks.